five to six.
Yes.
So you need, right. You need about nine. Load carrying days, every load has to make it from 4 to 5.
Out of the 16 days.
What if we're talking about a window?
I can show you that.
Yep.
What if we're talking about a window of only 4 days?
4 days out of what, weather?
Yeah, out of the next 16. Only 4 days.
Fuck.
In a row or?
In a row. It just breaks. Just, that's it. Looking back 3 weeks time, there are 4 to 5 days where the weather just breaks. That's it.
Well, I think we can work with that.
No, that doesn't need your plan A.
No, you have to make that decision, right? In the strategy, you have to say, okay, let's plan on 4 days.
Yeah.
Can we get to the summit in four days?
That's it. This wind is going to continue tomorrow, the next day. Suddenly it's going to break. And all I'm saying is maybe plan B is with 4 to 5 day break, and then the wind comes again. You know, the jet stream really comes out and hits. Yep. So we have a 4 day break.
I think if you have four or five days and you wanna make a summit bid in 4 days, you're doing it with two people and you're doing it with two people from five. We'd have to sit down and work it out, right? We'd look at John's scenario probably. The first good day, 12 of us go on to the North Call. I think you do that anyway, right? And then the second day or the first day or whatever, let's say you're going to take two people and move them to the summit. That leaves you 10 loads, okay? That you can move from 4 to 5 in 1 day. So 10 loads, you'd have to look at that. Say, okay, we can put two people in camp 5, right? Or you leave two people behind. Maybe you do that. You leave two people down here or on the North Call. And you move 10 loads to camp 5. And then the next day, right, or the day after, right, the next day it would have to be, you move 6 loads to camp 6, right? You need 6 loads to support two people to make a summit. So let's say you had 10 people. Let's say you left 2 people here. You took 10 people day 1 to North Call.
Right.
Day 2, and you might get some loads to camp 5 that day, right?
Some of the ship
day,
is light.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You might get a couple. Day 2, you move 10 loads to camp 5, okay? And then what you're doing, I think, day 3 is you're bringing people from either here or the North Call to camp 5.
Yeah.
And day 4, they're making a summit bid from there.
From you camp 5?
You don't have camp 6 in. It has to be an alpine thing, if you do it that way.
No, I'm not convinced we can do it from camp 5.
Let's back up one. If you take 10 loads to camp 5, right, leave 4 people there, or 6 people, okay? You leave 6 people there.
That's 3 tents.
Okay, that's day 2. You're in camp 5 with 6 people. And 10, you have 10 full loads, because now you're on the 5th day, right? And you'd be in camp 6 that night. But you get your neck stuck out. There's no fixed ropes. You're on the slope. Okay, that's just hypothetically. We could sit down and work it out, but that's off the top of my head how it looked.
But if we work with the idea, the first available windbreak we have, we go with plan A. Because that seems like we need to get that camp 5 really secured with a lot. And then if the weather does crap in again and the countdown comes to 16 days or whatever we have left, then if we have to go with an alpine push, at least we have camp 5 totally in.
If you remember to work your way back from the 10th day of October, you're gonna need 6 days, you know, about, or 5 days. Make an alpine push. You need a little less with camp 5.
Yeah.
You know, and anything above it.
Yeah. So basically what we got is 1 week and then we have to make a decision. Whether we go or we go home or we go up.
And then we also have to decide, is it worth staying much beyond the 9th day, 9th of October? Because are we just sort of playing with ourselves here? Is on the 11th, the 12th, after the trucks are gone, all of a sudden there's a bloody jet stream there that's there for the rest of the winter, and 4 people stuck here while we should have went on the 9th with everyone else. We almost have to put a date on it and say, here you go.
If you go home, you don't know.
Yeah.
Till then. Till you're going. It's a hard one, and we're getting down to the wire here with some heavy duty sort of stuff that has to will be decided.
It's actually quite hard early in the morning to decide what the wind's like as well.
From a practical point of view.
Eh?
First day is a waste. How are you going to find out if the wind is going to be?
No, it's really, you know, the wind starts.
Yeah, well, you go to the call that day. But,
yeah.
But which day?
That day, the day the wind dies, I guess. When you gamble.
Then you're
it's
on
actually
that
quite hard to know.
In the afternoon.
Yeah. It's freezing later, but you're right.
Yeah.
Go at night.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, you're right. You lose a day. Maybe.
Just another thought on that ninth issue is if we do decide to stay beyond the ninth, a core group of people do, what are we going to be worth? If we've been up here now for a month and a half now with no rest, I mean, it's are we just asking for ourselves to get above 27,000 feet and just
die there,
famish right there? Or
the way I read people's bodies, and this is just me, and it's some of my body, I think there's one more push here. But I'll be surprised if there's two. I think you're putting people's necks out at that point. And is it possible to carry two or three loads and take it from four to five without O2? Or do we need to look at spreading the O2 around and using it? I mean, that's another option, to reserve some strength, to eat up our bottles and all that kind of thing. You guys have been there, you know, in your own mind. What do you think?
I think the next time if we go up as a group, we should all bring the rest of the bottle right down here up to the core. We have all the oxygen to the core. And then we have the option to do it.
Sherpas do it in 3 hours. And I guess my question is to reserve strength. Well, what we did it in about five and a half, eh? With a light wall. Half a carry. I think that it would be good for us to maybe use oxygen to get that Camp 5 in and preserve the strength. Maybe not for all of us, maybe for the four people that are going to go to 6.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to decide that and say, okay, Timo, you're probably a summiteer, you are. You're going to use oxygen from the North Call to preserve your strength.
Mm.
And what are we going to burn off, 4 bottles? I don't know.
Yeah, we burn off more. The other thing, remember, that you trade off is you end up carrying less weight and end up doing more trips in return.
Yeah.
But I want to on the table to discuss it and see what you think.
I think we can do the carry to light gen to 5. First of all.
Without it.
Mm-hmm. We can do it.
It's gonna hurt.
It's gonna hurt.
Deplete you a bit.
What about you guys that everybody has to make 3 carries without or 2 carries without 3 carries. 6 days up there. Without oxygen to Camp 5. What do you at the end?
Oh shit.
Noodle.
Oh
yeah.
Noodle. Brutal.
Noodle.
Yeah. You know, we just have to look at this past week, and we haven't got to Camp 5.
Yeah, I know that.
We have struggled. Everybody has just worked their hearts out. Wind, no wind, cold, no cold, whatever. It's a long, bloody way. And it's exhausting. So 3 carries, base camp.
Yeah,
I
think
if we
want to save some people to go to summit, then we should save those people. Let the others work their ass off and say, okay, that's as far as we might have to be into that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, how will you decide that?
Well, there's lots
it's
of
not, that's Russ's problem.
Yeah.
Patrick, you shook your head.
Because we only got 2 weeks
left. We hardly have any people to begin with, so how are you going to save anyone? We need all the bodies you can get.
And yet we need the bodies.
We need all those base camp bodies. That's what we need.
See, the option to Timo is whoever survives the carries to 5 is your summit pair.
Yeah, but then we have a Camp 6 above the 5. Who's going to carry that?
Well, you're right.
We have their hand, but they think they have the strength to go from 4 to 5. From what they feel so far, what they have been, how they have been in the mountain.
Once with the load.
How many people have they personally think they have the strength to carry from 4 to 5, honestly, and survive it from the experience we have so far in the mountain, how we carry it, and how we have been, and how we felt in the mountain?
Depends on the weather.
Jesus!
It's not too many.
But
I believe it.
But there's a condition of what the slopes like.
Yeah,
if it's like
the weather.
Jim and I went up, it was quite easy climb because it's hard back. And if you get off the trail, you sink into snow, but if you don't get off, you're just crunching on the top of the snow. You can do that.
I know, it's been 4 days to make it.
if it gets soft, I don't think
it'll get soft.
I don't think it'll get soft. Yeah. I think you can find by the ice, actually find the trail and it's hard. I think the main problem is not the track, it's the cold and the wind.
It's the wind
right now. It's the wind. It's killing us.
We have to assess what sort of oxygen we need higher up, what sort of oxygen we need for 4 to 5, and use up the rest from 4 to 5. What we need from 5 to 6, from 6 to the summit, we know we need 12 bottles, unless we pare that down, unless there's only 2 people going. From 5 to 6, how many do we realistically need? The rest, I think we should burn off using it from the North Col, getting that stuff up.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's alone, like the Sherpa was saying, from 6 to the summit. You have to be a fast mover. Like Paul told me that yesterday, and he said, it's only a few fast movers here. If you don't move fast, you die. It's impossible to go at slow pace from 6 to the summit. It's too cold, too windy. It takes 16 hours for a fast person to do it. Who can survive 16 hours with work hard at 20, whatever 8,000 it is? I don't think I can do it. So I think it'll get to a point that it won't be 10 of us say, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. It'll be a few people.
Yeah, they'll be pushing
that
a couple of people.
They'll be pushing.
Why me? Why me?
That's why.
Finlandia, off you go.
That's why I think we should personally, when we have the chance to move those sucker up the coal, 8, 5, 10 of us, let's go for it. That's my feeling. Anyway.
Ross, what is the total amount of carries that need to go into 5 and 6 combined?
33 to 4. If you went, you know, as we planned, you'd look at about 30 loads to 5.
Right.
Of those 30, 12 would go to 6.
So we're looking at, say, 30 loads. And if we were to pare that down percentage-wise by...
See, what happens is, if you cut 6 in half, okay, right, all you do is you cut your loads down by 6. So you go from 30 to 24. Now we can whittle that down, you know, a little bit here and there probably. Get the loads down. But you're looking at 30 ideally.
So with 12 people stationed out of the North Col,
carrying 30 loads.
30, about 3 loads each.
Carrying full loads.
Yeah. That's only 3 carries then. That's 12, 30 divided
like
by 12
DM,
is,
just didn't do anything yet.
Is less than 3 carries up to 5.
Yeah. Yeah, might be able to get it down to 2.
So 2 carries. If we did that 2 more times, what kind of condition would we be in to occupy 5 and put in 6? But if we were to use a little oxygen getting there, then
the last time
we would be stronger.
Let's use it, get a solid 5 in.
In a mass force, and then if we have to pare it down to an alpine ascent, at least we've got a solid 5 in, and we've all contributed to putting that 5 in.
Yeah.
Let's use it with moderation. Now, I still want to hear from Russ if we use it, how much we use it, how much left we have for the summit.
Yeah, I can figure it out.
Because if it's need to use it every week, can 5, but if we don't have enough energy to get to the summit, so.
Well, ultimately,
we know we got to
end up in Camp 6 with 12 tubes.
So yeah, it's well. We have to calculate.
We go with 4 people going to the summit.
How many bottles do we need for 2 people from 6?
Six. Okay, what I've estimated, this is where you can pare it down, but you see
what's going on here. And maybe standing here you think, well, if we don't make it, there's going to be this one or something, but maybe here you don't understand really what the hell you guys have done. And when I'm talking to the Vancouver Sun, people are up at 25,500 feet, holy shit, they're impressed as hell with that. We've already come a long way in terms of what the public back in Canada thinks. Not that that's all that important, but...
We're playing the girls' game.
Yeah. They might not find a cure, and they might not stand on the summit. Try it.
There's a situation which is you can't lose, and that's the awareness side of this.
Exactly.
We've won a part of the battle.
We've summited. I think so too.
There's another part of the battle which lies ahead, but we sure have one part of it.
Pat, would we be putting you on a spot if we would ask you to give us a percentage of our success? Arthurian.
I'm just blown away by the length of this route. It's twice as long as on the other side, you know. And we've got a small number of players that are trying to get up there, so...
We've got the wind.
I've always been impressed with the hard-working capabilities of this group. And what we need is a break, yeah. We just need a break. And like you say, to mass ourselves up at 5, get a good platform to go for the upper camp on the summit ridge. You know, we really need some intervention here.
Okay, now everybody knows what they're doing tonight. You guys just leave it back on the knees.
I think it's been a good conversation.
Who are you looking at, girl?
You know it.
Which way is Mecca?
I think we're done. Which
way? I think we're in good move. We're in good move, I think.
Good talk.
Yeah.
So I think what we're doing is we're coming down to core people. And we need core enthusiasm now.
Yeah.
And we need a break.
I think you see the crew.
And
right
support
there
from the rest.
Support from Prince George. Oh, I'll get a cracked wrist.
From the rest.